People of San Francisco, it's that time. This is Ag Riot Happy Hour. Welcome to my show. Anyways, you're listening to Radio Valencia. It is a gorgeous day out. I'm talking over can. Vitamin C. This is such a good record. The pressed vinyl actually looks kind of like Emerald City. Kind of Wicked Witch of the West, if you know me. Big fan of Alphaba, pre the movies. Anyways, got a great show for you guys today. I'm pretty thrilled about that. Special guest going to be here shortly that I'll have jumping on the airwaves. And just piles of amazing records from my home to yours. Listening for more. Thanks for joining the Hag and the Riot for all the goodness. That's more Cam. That's more Cam. How much more can you take? Oh, God, dad jokes. Hag dad jokes. Really, really pushing the envelope on the expectations. I can do lots of tricks. This old bitch can do lots of old dad bob tricks. Watch me go. Anyways, so Cam just going at it. This is so good. We had Starfucker in between. Little love sandwich. A little psychedelic love sandwich of that. And here on this Manic Monday, I wanted me to tell you that shit's a lot out there. Shit is happening. A lot is happening. It's really helpful to focus on what's right in front of you just to get it done and to just, you know, not let the intentionally batshit voluminous stuff derail positive action that is defiance of, you know, the entropy of spirit, etc., etc. Artists and musicians and all those that share all these things. We gotta be sharing all this wild goodness. Oh, my special guest showed up. My special guest just walked in. Listen to some racket while I am a proper host and get a beverage and all that shit. I'll be right back. You're listening to Hag Rye Happy Hour on Radio Valencia.
We want your life. We want your lies. We want the things you want.
is pretty spacey. So we're now out in orbit. We're where Artemis 2 was last week, or just a few days ago. I am excited to introduce you to my friend, and also I like to refer to her as a coding doula, or riot code sorceress, or other things. But so I'm happy to have with me today here at Radio Valencia, Kate. Say hi, Kate.
Hi.
All right, we got you. Good. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Were you right around the corner at your usual haunt?
No, I was working from home today.
Oh, good. This got you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ride your bike?
I drove today.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I don't feel bad because I had intended when I moved here a few years ago to get a bicycle, and I didn't, and I couldn't for a while, and then I was going to do it, and I'm like, ah, shit, I should be, like, getting exercise here, and, but I just, like, love driving a little Volkswagen around the city, like, scooting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how long have you lived in San Francisco, Kate?
Coming up on 2 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, pretty new.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, we're learning new things here. We're learning new things here at Hag Right Happy Hour, always. You moved from Colorado, right?
Colorado.
Okay, so we both came from the desert, but you were in the high desert.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. How would you say, after being here a couple of years with the, like, no season thing, it's kind of does a funny thing time-wise, right? But how have you say? Would you say you've acclimated totally?
I think so. I've lived in places that don't have very dramatic seasons before. I lived in L.A. for a decade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel new to me, but it. I do find myself thinking, winter must be soon.
I know, right? Right?
Because I haven't seen any snow for a while. So.
Yeah.
I reacclimated, I guess, for a while I was out there.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. I, before I moved here, I was, mostly in Arizona, but also, like, in downtown LA a bit, which, like, I was really fond of for a time, but I will say just during times of intensity, like, it's just, like, a bit, it's kind of a lot. Like, your nervous system holds it in. And for me, I already kind of, like, run hot anyway. So I was like, I don't know if this is sustainable. But I've so acclimated to the cool, like, the humidity, the breeze, the fog. Then we had that fucking heat wave recently. I was like, I'm going to die.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah. So this is perfect today. Well, thanks for coming on over. And I know you love post-rock. And so we're going to sling some post-rocks. We just had Mono, and prior to that we had, what do we have? Can, and Starfucker, Pulp. We had Pulp. Love Pulp. Did you ever go, like, Britpop dancing and tear it up to Jarvis Cocker's voice?
I don't think so.
Okay. A lot of, I feel like you can live a full life not doing that, but I also have fond memories of doing it. Fond, chaotic memories. Okay, well, listeners, I got some good vinyl. I'm going to throw it on, and in the meantime, just because we're living through intense times, and we're going to use music just to, you know, bob and weave and surf through the shit, I'm gonna just lay the groundwork with the Inception score, because what is any of this? Let's do that. Let's do that. All right, and Kate and I will be back in a few with y'all. Let me see, do we have Inception? Oh, there we go. Yes, Hans Zimmer. Zend out with this spacey music courtesy of Hans Zimmer. Some haunting shit's gonna come through, so I'm gonna just like bring this down a little bit because we don't need any more existential crises than we're already having. Oh my. Okay. So Kate, you dig Blonde Redhead.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite record from them? Maybe this one, the 23, or is that?
I can picture the cover.
I know. I'm like, I'm so visual. Songs are hard for, like, song titles are especially hard for me to remember.
Yeah. Is it Melody of Certain Damage Limits?
Yes! No, that's actually... Yes. I was just playing that last week, too. Yeah, I love that. I love that album. So good.
Yeah.
I think that was the first one I got of theirs. And, like, and I'm dating myself here, but, like... like, 2000? 2001?
Sounds about right.
Those were not... Well, those were complicated times in different ways, but, like, you know, it was interesting. I was thinking about this the other day, how when there's really intense, like, seismically consequential things happening in the world, and, like, it feels like reality is, like, going through this, like, kind of shift, and it like, you, there's a little bit of a vacuum for a while, but then also, like... Like, I remember, you know, 2001, 2002, it was just such a strange time in the arts, you know, in just light of, you know, it was an intense time, I mean, for many years it was, but I remember, like, it's like, artists are responding and working, and there was extraordinary music that came out, like, and I think that record was prior to like, 9/11, but, right, I think it was like late 90s, maybe.
Maybe 98 or 99.
So. Yeah, but then it was like, and there was like this blip of time that was just funky. And then all after that, like a lot of wonderful music came out that, like, people were working on it quiet. I feel like I'm sensing that, like, again, you know? Yeah. Well, the show over at Gray Air the other day, I only caught the beginning of it. Did you catch much of it?
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Good question. No kidding. Like, busy with rad shit. It was, oh, God, I'm going to say this stupid. Well, it's Gumby's Junk. I like, how do you say that?
You know, I'm actually not sure.
But you know what I'm talking about. I feel like listeners will too, right? That was like lying around the block and just like wild goodness.
Yeah.
Building shaking wild goodness. A la Cam. Well, let's get at some Julie Ruin. And shall we? Yeah. Trying to think. Yeah, I saw the Julie Ruin play at the Roxy. Well, I wonder if maybe you were in LA then. I don't know. At the Roxy in, this was 2016. It was like 3 weeks before the election. I think it was like October.
I may have gone to that show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which venue I saw them play at in LA around that time.
Yeah, on the Strip.
Probably that one.
Yeah. Because they hadn't toured in some time.
Yeah.
It was a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you the person that in the bathroom hugged me and said, Hillary's going to win? Was that you?
That was not me.
Okay. I didn't think so. I don't know who that was, but she was not a psychic, but she was really nice. So in honor of that kind but not psychic stranger. Jesus. We're going to do Mr. So-and-so. Because that feels apropos. Oh, now we're rhyming. You're listening to Hag Rhyme Happy Hour. Radio Valencia. It's Monday. But who's paying attention?
You can't take a fight before I get my to bounce and pound. You're entertaining any doubts, 'cause you had to know that I was fond of you. From a wire, through your mask, you're distant. I can see the change was just too hard for us. Hard for us. You always had to hold the reins, but I'm headed, you just don't know the way. So affections fade away. Your adults just learn to play the most ridiculous, repulsive games. Your favorite ruddy sons, the double bag of guns. You'd better hurry, rabbit, run, run, run. 'Cause mixing you is fun, and there's a lot of hungry hunters in this. We're set on taking it over. They brittle funny stems, they break before they bend, and neither one of us is one of them. And the tales are never meant, 'cause you had it in for me so long ago. Boy, I still doubt love. I don't know why, and I don't care. But hardly anymore. You'd only seen yourself hating me. Hating me. I've been so much more than fair. I'm gonna have to bear those feelings back. One thing I know still got you scared. You're all that cold ice. Never was ever left there.
you just going to enjoy some craft work? You're welcome. You're listening to High Bright Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. I'm here with my pal Kate, who came by, who is an amazing artist and does amazing programming that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of around the corner here at Great Erie in this magical spot in the Mission. And we were just talking about poetry and things like this. What kind of host am I? Let me turn your mic on. Good God. Okay, here is Kate.
Kate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Did I ever tell you about my Sandy jacket?
No.
I need to tell you this because this is So you guys had that amazing festival in the fall, and I was just helping out of the door, which made me happy to get to see the lovely people coming in and be able to sit because my rest my old lady bones. I didn't. You know. It's like you have to wear your layers here. And carry your layers because it's it's really sunny out and I'm out and all of a sudden I'm fucking chilly. Well, so at the time my daughter was working at Buffalo Exchange, and so I walked over there to grab a jacket, and I found this jacket that actually is a little bit cut like yours, kind of just good quilted black jacket, and this is great, and it said Sandy on it, and the name, and somebody was like, oh, Grease, and I freaking hate that movie. I don't know. How do you feel about the character Sandy? I mean,
yeah, I get you.
Yeah, Rizzo and Frenchie are great. The rest of it, I can freaking do without. So I was not thinking about that, but got this jacket, and I was wearing it around, and after some time, I realized, some people would be like, oh, cool jacket. Oh, where do you train? I was like, I don't know. And I hadn't really looked at the back, but I was like, oh, I am wearing a black belt jacket. This is a jacket for a black belt.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, right on. This is actually really strategic. Piece of psychological armor or something, don't fuck with me. So I thought, it's a sign, I need to go to a dojo. Well, so I'm over at Cafe Triste in and it was the end of January, and actually I saw Wade that day. This, it was this artist event thing that was this really bizarre project that a friend of a friend was doing. A friend was in town, and we went to that. So we're over it. I go over to Tree State to meet up with him and a little later, but I'm sitting there with cappuccino outside. And for those of you who haven't been to Cafe Tree State, if you're in San Francisco, you should go. It's a magical little cafe in North Beach where, it was the first place on the West Coast where they had cappuccinos. I think it's been there since right after World War II. But parts of The Godfather were written there, and there's just a lot of writer history, I don't know, especially with the beat poetry. So I'm over there, and there's this guy that fits certain descriptions of my partner, but was a foot taller, and I don't know. So this fella is sitting over there, and he's kind of looking at me, but not like a creep or a weirdo. And I just kind of caught his guy, and I'm nodded. And then he's where do you train? And I was oh, this jacket? No. I was this is a lie. And my name's not Sandy either. That's a lie, too. And I was I used to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai, a long time ago. And I said, I've actually been, thinking about going to a dojo. And I was do you train? He was yeah. And I'm do you have a dojo you recommend? And he was yeah, I own one over the Haight Ashbury area. Own one for a while there. And he told me the name. I think it's Shenzhen.
Is it on Stanyan?
I think so.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know anything more?
No.
You're actually, that's my brother. No, it's okay, yeah. Oh my God, okay. So he's yeah, I own one. And I'm okay, great. Well, then I'll be training with you. I have not been there yet. So now, as the more time that goes on, I feel an even bigger liar. But I was well, I'll be seeing you there. I'll be training with you. He was okay, cool. And he leaves. So the next day, I look up the dojo. This freaking guy, who is lovely, strong, and beautiful person, had a really intimidating bio. He was he's a seventh level black belt for the what that I was wearing a jacket for. And he was like the captain of the American team. And like internationally, he was like the international champion for that. He was international champion for this form of martial arts of my fucking jacket. And he was a captain of like the British team where he's had this dojo here for almost 30 years. So actually, I'll put on a Queen song that is what I hear in my mind when I think about going to that dojo as I'm. Emmett thinks I'm gonna get like thrashed on the mat, which I don't appreciate. but it's such a good sign. But that was actually right after I got that jacket, dear listeners, was when I walked by Radio Valencia, saw that there was slots for new DJs, and I walked in and talked to somebody, and here we are now. So you can go to a dojo, you can be a DJ, maybe you can even be a DJ here because we have some open slots, and this is, you know, it's community radio, it's old school co-op style, and it's pretty wonderful to be a part of this community and get to share music that you dig and connect with other people sharing music they dig in the ways that feel natural to them. So now do you want to go do martial arts? Don't you feel like we should just like put this on autoplay and then we can go?
Yeah.
So we can go spar. Just kidding. Have you ever done martial arts?
I have not. No.
No? No? Karate Kid? I don't think I ever watched a whole Karate Kid.
I don't think so. I don't think I have either.
But if I cross paths with my future, my future ex-sensei, I will lie again about that because he worked with Miyagi, the Miyagi. He has like what? Now I feel like I can never go. This is being recorded. Let's listen to some music. I've really painted myself into a corner. We're going to go back to a little craft work to just mosey on over to, what was I getting out? You know, I'm just going to surprise you guys. Kate, is there anything you're feeling today?
I'm open to your suggestions.
Yeah? Let's see. What did we do? Let's see. There was some that we were looking at that you said you did. Let's see. We did a little Julie Bruin. Let's get a little Riot Girl action. I believe I got a little Bikini Kill in the decks here. All right. You're listening to Radio Valencia. High Riot Happy Hour. Got Kate here with me. We're going to put some Riot Girl music on. All right.